Good evening, Twin Cities, and thank you for tuning in tonight to KFAI Radio 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial community powered radio. Good evening, Twin Cities, and welcome to brand new Fresh Fruit. This is the new Fresh Fruit, the first one for the month of June in 2026. I am your girl, Shimmer, and I use she, her, lady, women, glitter pronouns in the studio with you this evening. And it is Pride season, baby. That's right, Pride season all the way. We have 24 hours of Pride programming that's coming up here soon on KFAI in a couple of weeks. So if you are a fabulous, shamazing member within the LGBTQIS2+ community here in the Twin Cities, log on to KFAI.org, and the submissions are now open, and you can tell your story through art, through activism, whatever it is on your mind. We'd love to have you host a program. I am also excited because tonight I'm going to be speaking to some shamazing, fabulous individuals. I'm going to be speaking to Chitra, Elizabeth, and Matilda here in about 15 minutes or so. I'm going to be covering a really great film festival that's coming here this coming Sunday. It is the Transforming Family Cinema Series, which takes place this Sunday, June 7th, at the Main Cinema. It is presented in partnership with Queer Space Collective, Transforming Families, and MSP Film Society. And the program features three award-winning films, followed by an in-person filmmaker Q&A. And the names of the films are Emma's Pride, Bigfoot Woods, and My Sunnyside. So we'll be chatting with Chitra and Elizabeth, as well as Matilda here in a few minutes. Stay tuned. Let's get into some music now. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Fresh Fruits on KFAI. I'm going to start out with a shamazing artist who I love, a great friend of mine. I'm talking about Miko Blaze. Here's My Pride right now on KFAI's Fresh Fruit. We'll be back in a short few minutes. Enjoy. Be strong, be bold, be fearless. Be strong, be bold, be fearless. My joy is an act of rebellion, not love who I am. I'm using my freedom, express myself, I accept me as I am. I cannot be changed, I'm authentic every day. I will not be ashamed, I'm still proud as I am.
For the unity of our community. Let's educate, liberate, be as queer as you wanna be. I wanna be strong, wanna be bold, wanna be fearless. Say it with me now. We are strong, we are bold, we are fearless.
Gave you the time and the place, so don't be same way. But I can't tell with you sometimes. So baby, let's get on the same page. Stop making me read between the lines. Already know I can leave it alone. You're on my mind. Already gave you the time and the place.
Welcome back to Fresh Fruits right here on KFAI Radio 90.3 FM Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial community powered radio. Good evening. I'm your girl Shimmer, and I use she, her, lady, women, glitter pronouns. And this is the longest running LGBTQ show in the nation. And listen, it's Thursday. My Thursdays are so crazy. I literally get up at about 3:45, 4 o'clock a.m. I get ready, get pretty for the radio, and I'm like, oh gosh, I'm kind of tired. And then I'm, you know, on my way into the station. I have to go on the air at 6 o'clock. At like 6 o'clock, I'm like wide awake. Then at 8 o'clock, I'm like super wide awake. So I'm like a full-on energizer, sparkly bunny on Thursdays. My day today was super crazy. It was super fun. I took like a 5-minute power nap. And I also went downtown because, you know, right here in the Twin Cities, we're going to be celebrating right now. Actually, it started yesterday. We're celebrating 10 years since we lost the Purple One Prince. And there's festivities going on all throughout the Twin Cities. I was on my way downtown with the designers because we're going to be having a block party in the Twin Cities that's going down on Saturday at 2 p.m., so 2 to 10. And then at 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., they are doing the world's largest Prince sing-along, okay? I mean, they're expecting close to like 10,000 to 15,000 spectators for this event. And I have a fashion show entitled The Purple Ones. It's a Prince-inspired fashion show. And I've welcomed back some of the designers from my show to this event. And I'm honored. And we went down there today, got a feel for the space. We're ready. We're going to kill it. We're going to rock the runway. Come on down. I'd love to see your shamazing faces. Come support these designers and just show up and have fun. Get purplicious and have a great time. And there's also like ticketed events for this as well. Tomorrow at the Armory, they're doing an array of fabulous artists that are going to be dropping in the Twin Cities. We got Miguel. We got Bilal. There's Tevin Campbell. We got Kat Graham. We got Morris Day and the Time. Sounds of Blackness. I heard CeeLo Green might be making an appearance in the Twin Cities. Bootsy Collins, George Clinton. Chaka Khan was here last night. And also, you never know, the Miss Songs in a Minor herself, Alicia Keys, also I hear is going to be dropping in. So it's going to be a star-studded next few days here in the Twin Cities. All right, I'm super honored because in about 5 minutes, I'm going to be speaking to three fabulous artists, Chitra, Elizabeth, and Matilda. They're going to be joining me tonight, and they are doing a fabulous film festival presentation. It is the Transforming Family Cinema Series that's taking place this Sunday, June 7th at the Main Cinema. It's presented in partnership with Queer Space Collective, Transforming Families, and MSP Film Society. The program features three award-winning films followed by an in-person filmmaker Q&A. And the films are entitled Amma's Pride, Bigfoot Woods, and My Sunny Side. So stay tuned because I got Chitra, Elizabeth, and Matilda calling in a few minutes. We're going to chat with them about these shamazing films and how you all can support, attend the event, and all of that. We'll talk about the location, the films. We can't talk about money on the air, but there is ticketing, pricing information, and we'll give all of that in a few minutes. Let's get back into some more music now. Before they call in to join me tonight, let's get into, I'd say some Cyndi Lauper, True Colors, because it is Pride season. So here's Cyndi Lauper with True Colors right now on KFEI's Fresh Shoot. We'll be back in a short few minutes. Enjoy. Welcome back to Fresh Fruit right here on KFAI Radio. I'm going to get into one more song before we welcome Chitra, Matilda, and Elizabeth onto the show tonight. And then we're going to have a beautiful discussion about this great film series that's coming here to the Twin Cities on Sunday. I'm excited to chat to them all about it. Listen, your girl Shimmer loves movies, and I want to know all about these amazing films. And I'm so honored to meet these fabulous artists. They're going to be joining us here in a few minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and see if they're in the room so we can get them in and so that you all can listen and chat with them as well. We're going to talk about these great films and all of that. We'll put all of the film in information in the Discord chat so that you all have the information for Sunday. We'll have pricing, seating options, and so much more. I'm going to go ahead and get into one more song, and then we'll go ahead and see if we can get our guests in. Here's Tevin Campbell with Round and Round. Right now on KFAI's Fresh Fruit. We'll be back in a short few minutes. Enjoy.
Down the street, nothing comes from talking but sound. Ooh, we can go where we want to, but the
Welcome back to Fresh Fruit right here on KFAI Radio. You are listening to 90.3 FM Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org. Non-commercial community powered radio. I'm your girl, Shimmer, and I use she, her, lady, women, glitter pronouns. And it is also Pride Month, all right? So I'm super excited because I love Pride Month. And just a reminder, we're going to be doing 24 hours of Pride programming on KFAI in a couple of weeks. So we're looking for some amazing, fabulous, queerlicious voices and identities within the LGBTQ spectrum in the community here. So if you've always wanted to be on the radio and you want to talk about art, if you want to talk about film, if you want to talk about social justice, whatever's on your heart, log on to kfai.org and you never know. And your girl Shimmer might be able to, work the boards while you work your magic on the mic. And that's going to be coming up on June 25th. And Pride Weekend here in Minneapolis is June 26th through the 28th. And then also we just got done listening to Tevin Campbell. Tevin Campbell is going to be in the city tomorrow because we're doing a 10-year celebration honoring the Purple One Prince. I mean, today it was Prince-alicious all around. Prince fans from all over the Twin Cities are flying in. We're going to have the block party at 2 to 10 on Saturday. And then, of course, the world's biggest sing-along. All right, so we're going to sing to some of Prince's iconic songs. And, of course, some of my designers for my Prince fashion show are going to be on the runway and they're going to showcase their awesome looks. So I'm super excited. And that is going to be from 4:30 p.m. until 6:30 p.m. All right. So tonight I'm really excited because I have some amazing, fabulous guests with me tonight. I have Chitra, I have Elizabeth, and I have Matilda with me. And again, we're going to be talking about this beautiful film series, the Transforming Family Cinema Series, which takes place this Sunday, June 7th at the Main Cinema. It's presented in partnership with Queer Space Collective, Transforming Families, and MSP Film Society. The program features three award-winning films, followed by an in-person person filmmaker Q&A. And the film titles are Emma's Pride, Bigfoot Woods, and My Sunny Side. And I'm going to go ahead and just introduce all of them right now because, I mean, when I read the bios, I'm like, listen, I wish I had a resume like all of them because I think they're super awesome. All right, so Chitra Jairam is a physical therapist turned filmmaker dedicated to exploring the resilience and love within biological and chosen families. Her recent documentary, Love Chaos, Kin, highlights a multicultural family in an open adoption, showcasing a vision for an inclusive and connected America. She is the lead producer for the acclaimed short Emma's Pride 2024, which champions trans rights and marriage equality. She is also a documentary editor, an NYU adjunct faculty member, and is currently writing her debut narrative screenplay, The Longest Summer. Her filmmaking has been supported by prestigious industry programs, including The Visions, De Rule Rough Cut Lab, The Chicken and Egg, Egg Celebrator Lab, the BGDM Artist Fellowship, the Gotham Documentary Fellowship, and the Jerome Foundation. Next, I also have this amazing Elizabeth Chatelaine. I hope I said that correctly. Born and raised in Fargo, North Dakota, Elizabeth Chatelaine is an award-winning documentary and narrative filmmaker. Her short documentary, My Sister Sarah, won the International Documentary Association's Award for Best Student Documentary and was a Student Academy Award finalist. Her films have screened at festivals across the country and the world, including South by Southwest and Interfilm Berlin. And she just completed her second feature, Loved One, which participated in the Women in Film Sundance Institute financing in intensive, was a slam dance screenwriting competition finalist. I mean, that's awesome. And is supported by SF Film. And then last, I have also the lovely Matilda Koch, I hope I said that right. Matilda is a Polish-American filmmaker whose work has screened at Cannes and festivals worldwide. Based in Brooklyn since 2013, she holds degrees in philosophy, specializing in gender studies, and directing from, I think it's Lodz Film School. Her 8-year documentary, My Sunny Side, which chronicles a trans couple's journey through love, transition, and family making, reflects a practice built on patience, trust, and sustained intimacy with her subjects. Her work engages questions of gender, desire, and identity. Moving into narrative, she is drawn to stories about women whose interior lives have been overlooked. And so welcome to the Shamazing Chitra, Elizabeth and Matilda. Hello, how are you all doing? I think we got it. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. Awesome. And I think Matilda too. Let's see, awesome. Hi, how are you all?
Doing good. Thank you.
Yes, I'm so honored. Yes, of course. Chitra, thank you so much for the email. I know it was kind of short notice, and I was like, I got to have them on Shimmer Show. It is Pride season. And when you sent me the email, I was like, absolutely, let's get them on. I read a little bit about this, and I love film, and I just want to talk about this great series that's coming to the Twin Cities and so much more. So I just love for you all to talk about the films and, you know, why they're so passionate, especially for Pride season and to kick off Pride Month.
Yeah, I think the three of us kind of ventured into making these films and this moment, right? Like the time we are living in, stories about trans identity, stories about immigrants, stories about allyship within family, all of that is really getting reduced to political conversations and tragic headlines, right? And we were like, we wanted to offer something that was hopeful, inspiring, something to look forward to, because there's also, you know, people want love. People want to raise families, and that's what really got us together to do something which feels like a small act of cultural repair, inviting viewers, bringing community together. We'll watch films, you know, dissolve our fears, build empathy, and you know, have conversations on these topics. That's really what brought us together. But I'm going to pass it on to Beth. Beth lives in or is a hometown girl. So do you want to
Gemma? Yeah, that's right. I live in Minnesota. I live up in Hibbing, Minnesota, which is a very tiny town.
Yeah, my relatives are from there.
Oh, really? Yep. Okay, nice. Some Rangers. I think this is just a really important time to be talking about all of these stories. I think for me in particular, living in a small town in Minnesota, the story Bigfoot Woods takes place in a small town in Minnesota. And I think there's just so much division in our country right now. And there's a lot of fear and there's a lot of, you know, people creating fear. And I think these stories are something that, as Chitra said, it's like, it's a positive ending. It's a positive ending for, you know, these trans characters. And that's something that, you know, I think there's not enough of. And it's really wonderful. It's a wonderful way to bring, you know, these stories to, like, we're going to do, as well as having a screening in Minneapolis, we're also going to have one in Duluth. And like the more that we can get these stories out to more rural areas, I think that's really important. So. And Matilda, do you have anything you want to add?
Yeah, I would want to repeat after you. I just wanted to add that each of our films is showing kind of like acceptance within a family, and showing how to love. Each of our films spread this topic of love and acceptance. And this is what's the most important at the moment for all of us, to show this light in the tunnel. And I just wanted to mention that this project we are doing together is something special and quite unique, because indie filmmakers are trying to make some kind of the DIY distributions, but we are the example of like three women coming together and doing this thing. So I think it's also something to celebrate.
I love that, you know, and I, you know, all of these films, I was reading about them when Cheetra sent me the email. And, you know, honestly, they kind of hit close to home to me personally, especially Cheetra. We'll talk about Amma's Pride first. A beautiful portrait of a mother in Tamil Nadu standing beside her trans daughter through love, marriage, and a fight for state recognition. And this kind of really hit home to me because, you know, exploring my gender and, you know, I had a really close relationship with my mom. And when I came out as openly trans, I felt it was really, I was nervous to tell my parents. And when I told my mom and my dad took it better than my mom. And I was kind of shocked because not all, but most moms are a little bit more you know, accepting, more loving, more caring, you know, and more the father's a little bit more resistant. So I was a little bit kind of shocked about it. But it really hit home to me because I, you know, I right now my relationship with my mom has not been super great because of my transition. So it really kind of hit home to me. And I really love just kind of those key words there, like a mom, you know, and her daughter through love and marriage and the fight for state recognition. So can you tell us a little bit about like just what it was like to make this film and really just, you know, the story of the mom and the daughter through love and marriage? I think that was so beautiful. So I think that really resonated with me.
Thank you. Thank you, Shimmer. The story is set in my hometown. I was born and raised in that small town. And growing up there, it's a very homophobic place. And in a small town, it's really hard to, like, if someone comes out, everybody knows everybody is in your business, right? And Valli, the mother, she makes midday meals in schools. And she is part of a very close-knit community. So imagine when Shrija came out, Shrija was in high school when Shrija was coming out to mom. And Shrija assumed that if I'm going to tell mom is going to kick me out. So Shrija had packed bags and was ready to leave home on the day of telling. And, Valli receives the information and Valli is not sure about what trans identity is, but all she said was, I don't know what is going on, but whatever this is, we'll figure this out together. You're not going out of the home. Right. And one of the most pivotal thing when I first received information about the story, the director who had started working on the film, the story broke out because Shrija had dared to fall in love. And most in India, in South India, people are secretive about their romantic relationships, right? People have a love interest, but they cannot acknowledge their queer love in public. And Shrija was daring to be like, I want my love to be acknowledged. I want my relationship to be out in the open and I want legal recognition. So that had broke out into the news. And when our director went to see, the news was all about this trans marriage, but nobody was talking about this amazing mom who was supporting because there was this foundational love. Like Shrija could go out and face the world because she could come back and then there was mom to deal with. Whatever the society was throwing at her, she could come home to mom and mom was there to do that, right? And for us, that felt like the story to tell because that was what was different in Shrija's experience. And then what is amazing, what is so amazing was I cannot imagine what it must have felt like in Valli's shoes, right? Valli could have lost her job. Valli's siblings were like, if you're going to be with Shrija, we are leaving you. And her brothers actually, ostracized her from the family. But after a few months, the brothers came back. So the rest of the family sort of, like, it all takes one person in your family to stand up and everybody else just comes around. And Valli wasn't thinking about this intellectually. Valli wasn't trying to make sense of it through religion, culture. Valli was coming from, this is my child. I love my child. If this is important to my child, then it must be something I need to understand. And that for us was so fundamental and beautiful, worthy of making a film and sort of taking it out into the world.
Mm. I love that. I cannot wait to see it. I am hoping to come on Sunday to see it because, you know, just reading all about all of the films really just touched me very personally. And I love that. I love how the mom is in support of her daughter through love and marriage. I think that is so important. I think one great thing, Chitra, about the Twin Cities in Minneapolis, you know, and Elizabeth probably knows Minnesota, where, you know, I think about our state. I think what I love so much about living here is the fact that we really are, you know, trans accepting. You know, there, of course, we have a lot of transphobia, right? We have a lot of grossness still in the state that we have to work through. But for the most part, it's loving, it's accepting. We can be who we are. So I just want to say I'm super excited about the film and thank you for that. And I just really hope that when I see it, that it will kind of put, you know, a place in my heart where maybe someday me and my mom can have a little bit more of a close relationship because, I mean, I still check on my mom. She's my mom, you know. I think it's just, you know, as a mom, kind of when I came out, you know, she kind of went through a lot of like thoughts in her mind, like, oh, you know, like my child is going through this and she's getting better. But, you know, I definitely wish I had that relationship with my mom. So I'm super excited to watch your film. So thank you so much.
Can I add just two audience response that might be interesting? One was, so recently in Toronto when the film screened, you know, a trans person brought their parent to watch the film. They were not sitting together. They were sitting mm-hmm. apart. And the mom was behind and just watching this person and their friend in tears in some scenes in the film. And apparently a couple of days later, for the first time, the mom invited the bunch of you know, the person and her and their friends to come home. And they sent us a note thanking for the film because this was the first active you know, gesture from the mom. And then we showed the film at a PFLAG support group, and there was a parent who's having a very young child that is transitioning. And the parent said that watching the film gave them a lot of peace and security, because one thing that keeps them sleepless is worry about, will their child find love? Will there be companionship? You know, what will the world look like? And just, it was like seeing a future self of their child, and that gave them a lot of peace and hope. So I everywhere the film goes, it is offering that type of thing for folks.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Elizabeth, the Bigfoot Woods. I love this one too. A trans coming of age story deeply rooted in small town Minnesota, blending myth and reality to explore authenticity and local community acceptance. I mean, again, you know, when I was exploring my authentic self and, you know, I was looking at my transition, and really what really stuck in my mind was, how was my community going to support me, right? Because I was scared when I came out. I mean, I grew up as a young gay child. I loved all of the fun, sparkly, girly things. But then when I came out as trans, I was afraid, and I didn't know how it was going to affect me because, you know, outside of radio, I do HR, and so I work in the public eye. And of course, that is that perception of what is the community going to think of you. So I would love to talk about this film. I'm excited to see it. So I would just love to know about Bigfoot Woods and, you know, what was the process of making it? And of course, when we talk about authenticity and local community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. And thank you for having us again. So Bigfoot Woods is, as you said, it's set in small town Minnesota. It's actually written by a father and son, and it's based on their experience with the son transitioning from female to male. So it's really based on their experience. And Abel, that's the son, he transitioned while they were kind of during COVID, and during COVID they were staying in this small cabin near Reamer, Minnesota. And Reamer, Minnesota, if you've ever heard of it, it claims to be the Bigfoot capital of the world, I think, or of the country. I don't know. But anyway, it's probably one of many. But yeah, they love Bigfoot there. But it's a very conservative, you know, little town. Yeah, it was very much based on, you know, the experience Abel had coming out. And you see like the different sort of stages of the main character starts as Bridget and non-binary and then kind of slowly moves towards, you know, okay, I'm he, him now. And you really see the sort of, and this is Abel's intent, that you see that there are different parts of the community, the main character Bridget slash Jonah becomes Jonah, has their friend group, and their friends, like, you know, he comes out to his friends and his friends are like, we love you. Like, we don't care. We don't, you know. And so they're super supportive. And he also has this sort of like online friend who is a little bit of like a mentor to him, you know, also so non-binary. And you know, that person's like, well, fuck all those people, you know, like, sorry, this is my this is radio. Sorry.
That's okay.
Like, you know, screw all those people, you know, like, who cares, you know? And like, you'll eventually get out of there and, you know, you'll find your place and, you know, and then you have the people in the community that are super negative, that are really anti, you know, any, you know, anything that, that would strain their minds in any way, you know what I mean? So at the end, you know, I think the goal is not to say like, because we wanted it to be happy, like a happy ending, but also realistic. You know, there's community members that still don't agree. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, but then there's community members that are like, yes, they have their, you know, they have their signs up that say like, we love everyone, you know, we love trans people, we love, you know, and it's like, and you have, you know, and you have the naysayers, but it's like, you know, there's both people exist in these small towns. And so you find your people, and you stick with them and they stand up for you and they stand with you. And so, yeah, that's the community story, of Bigfoot Woods. So yeah, I think it's a really great, and realistic, but also hopeful, you know, story about community.
I love that. I think it's important. You know, I say this all the time. We talk about community and those that allyship. I think that's an important thing when they say they're an ally. I tell everyone, if you're an ally or claim to be an ally, show up for your trans, your LGBTQ people. And, you know, it's not just a lover like on Facebook, right? It's really support their event. Check out their film. You know, go to you know, maybe like a gathering, whatever it is. And, you know, and if someone doesn't understand, then just ask questions. I'm one of these people. I'm very open about a lot of things. I'm like, just ask me, because that is a learning moment. So, Elizabeth, again, I'm excited. I definitely am excited about all of these films, because all three of them really touch me in so many ways. And so I think community is so important. And of course, it is Pride season, so authenticity, be yourself, love yourself, and, you know, just love who you are no matter what. So, you know, bleep the naysayers. but yes, thank you, Elizabeth. I cannot wait to see the movie Bigfoot Woods. So thank you so much. And thank Matilda, you. My sunny side. Now this I love too. A powerful 7-year Verite portrait of a trans couple building a family in Queens, New York. I saw the trailer and I was almost in tears because, you know, I at some point would love to get married. You know, I'm a princess and I want the sparkly dress. I want diamonds. And as a trans woman, you know, I feel like we all are. We're all worthy of love. And so sometimes I'm like, is Shimmer going to get married? And, you know, am I worthy of love? And absolutely, we are all worthy of love. So I would love to know about this film and what it was like, just the process. And it just sounds so beautiful to just a couple, you know, wanting to be in love and in New York. So can you share a little bit about My Sunny Side?
Yes, of course. So it is really a love story, and it started the way that the protagonist, our main protagonist, Joe, is a CEO on a startup scene in New York City. And he's running startup companies. For one of them, I was working as a video editor. And so I did like a couple of big editing projects for them, and we stayed in touch through social media. And I started noticing changes in Joe's life through social media. Back then, he was still in a female presentation. And then he met Aggie. Aggie was also at the very beginning of her transitioning. So this was this amazing, like a ballet or dance of those male and female elements in her presentation. And she had those huge, amazing, hypnotic eyes. And they both were so like charismatic and photogenic. And the idea, I had this idea in my head, but I was a bit shy to reach out to my boss. But then after a couple of weeks, I had a dream with Joe. So the next day I reached out to him and proposed this idea for a documentary. And he responded very quickly, saying that, well, we might be a bit boring, but sure, we can try. So at the time, with my partner, who is a director of photography, we met for a lunch with Joe and Ali. And from that moment, they trusted us. We have our love story, and we were like similar age and connected very well, just like, you know, as friends. And yeah, this is how we started this 7 years journey. We are so grateful they invited us to their lives, and we were able to follow them with the camera and film this the amazing journey and to journey through building a family, building a life together, and through the transition, through planning the wedding, the fairy tale wedding, and raising together 3 kids. And they really created a wonderful family. And just when everything seemed like coming into its place, finally, an unexpected crisis puts everything into risk. So this is the story of My Sunny Side.
I love it. Thank you all. I mean, I'm just so excited. You know, they all really touched me very personally, from, again, Chitra, with my relationship with my mom. But again, I love how your film really shows a mom loving her daughter through her transition and just being accepting for that. I love that. And then, of course, Elizabeth, thank you so much. You talked a lot about community and authenticity. I think it is so important. I talk about it all the time. And then Matilda, you filled Shimmer's dreams of wanting to be in love someday. I mean, listen, I love it. The film is going to be these beautiful films take place on June 7th, which is this coming Sunday, at the Main Cinema, located at 115 Southeast Main Street in Minneapolis. It is the Transforming Family Cinema Series, and this is for Pride Month, so there's 3 films, and it's also brought to you by the Queer Space Collective and MSP Film. And then also, these 3 films are going to be celebrating Pride, followed by a Q&A with the filmmakers. So on Sunday, you can meet Chitra and Matilda and Elizabeth. You should support these beautiful events. We can't talk about prices on the air because we are a community-based radio station. However, if you log on to the website and all of that, which I will put in the Discord chat for listeners, I did post that in there. You can find out all of the information for pricing, advanced pricing, and maybe if you're nice and you support these films, you might get to take a nice, beautiful selfie with the three of them afterwards. But make sure you ask, okay? I think that's important. I know that if I go down, I need to take a photo with these beautiful, shamazing individuals. You know, Minneapolis, it is Pride season, and Chitra, when you reached out to me, you know, the festivities here in the Twin Cities are already starting. We have Pride flags everywhere. I mean, Elizabeth knows we have the Twin Cities Pride Festival, which is taking place here in a couple of weeks in Loring Park. And that's every year. So I think that this is a great way to kick off Pride Month. I think it's so special that we're also giving a platform for queer and LGBTQ representation. I know that usually it's always in June that we celebrate Pride Month, but in my eyes, I celebrate it every single day, all day, 365 days a year. But again, I'm really excited. I hope that you all are excited to come to the Twin Cities. Are you? I don't, Elizabeth, I know you're from here, but Chitra and Matilda, will this be your first time in the Twin Cities?
It is my first time, and yeah, so looking forward to it because I've heard so many wonderful things about the main cinema, the community. I do want to add one. We have a special perk that for if people advance book. Vali, the mom in Amma's Pride, is from a coastal town, and she's agreed to meet people for a special meet and greet and show how to make a fish curry because this small town she's from is known for its fish. So there is a special perk, and Vali, when she joins any of these things, is a firecracker, and it's fun to be around.
That's the perk. So listen, I'm definitely going to have to go down. I got to get a nice outfit. Okay. So thank you. See, now y'all got to make a girl go shopping. So I got to go shopping, come see these beautiful films. I mean, listen, you know, I have listeners listening right now and they're just, you know, saying, Chitra, thank you so much. Elizabeth, thank you. I have listeners listening right now saying thank you for talking about transparency around authenticity and community. Because also, Elizabeth, I actually have lost a couple of friends within the past year, especially, you know, we're living in a really chaotic world right now, right, with this administration. And I had to really kind of really pay attention to community, and I had to really pay attention to allyship. I'm big on that because I've had people in my life who say, Shimmer, I support you, I love you. But then all of a sudden, it's kind of like, I hear things and say things. I'm like, wait a minute. So, you know, and honestly, if a Facebook friend is no longer what they want from me, I'm okay with that, you know, because I feel like my true authentic self is worth more than a Facebook friend request, to be honest with you. And then Matilda, again, thank you for talking about love. I think I was just having a conversation with a really special friend about a month ago, and we were talking about love and dating in the trans community because for me, I'm sometimes often afraid to even date or to be in a relationship because it is really hard, and it's honestly sometimes not safe for a trans person to be in a relationship because when we are put into that situation of wanting to be loved, there is risks around safety. So I think I just want to say thank you so much for that film of, you know, being in love and, you know, having that beautiful marriage in New York City, because I think it's just so special. I'm just so grateful. And thank you for talking about all these beautiful films. I truly appreciate that.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, again, you can check out the Transforming Family Cinema Series this Sunday, June 7th at the Main Cinema. It is presented in partnership with Queer Space Collective, Transforming Families, and MSP Film Society. And the program features three award-winning films followed by an in-person filmmaker Q&A. And the films entitled, again, are Amma's Pride. And again, it is a beautiful portrait of a mother in Tamil Nadu, standing beside her trans daughter through love, marriage, and a fight for state recognition. And also, this film qualified for the 98th Academy Awards and reached millions via BBC. And then we have Bigfoot Woods, which is a trans coming-of-age story deeply rooted in small-town Minnesota, blending myth and reality to explore authenticity and local community acceptance. And this film premiered locally at MSPIFF. I had to get that. Sorry, my eyes are kind of a little bit weird. And then, of course, My Sunnyside, which is a powerful 7-year verite portrait of a trans couple building a family in Queens, New York. And this film premiered at DOC NYC and Thessaloniki. I think I said it right. I hope I said that right. Yay, I'm so proud of myself. Again, I just want to go ahead and talk about this beautiful series again. It is going down on Sunday, June 7th. It is to celebrate Pride Month. 3 films, and this is going down at the Main Cinema located at 115 Southeast Main Street in Minneapolis. And then following all 3 films, there's going to be a Q&A with all the filmmakers. So Chitra, Elizabeth, Matilda, thank you so much for being with your girl Shimmer tonight. I am going to have to make my way and come support these beautiful films for Pride Month. I just want to tell all the listeners out there, fill this theater up. Support these beautiful artists and these filmmakers. You know, I'm a big, big supporter of, you know, local businesses and local art, right? And I feel like when sometimes we put our dollars into these big names, right, we can do that, but we have to show up for our local artists. So come on down to the Main Cinema again on June 7th. Support these beautiful films and come meet them for Pride Month. I mean, Chitra and Matilda, you're going to love the Twin Cities. Elizabeth might take you to some really great places. And also, if you love Prince, I would tell you, you might want to go downtown, check out First Avenue, take a photo with the beautiful star. So you might see that, and then you'll see the Prince mural. You're going to love the Twin Cities. I promise you're in great hands. And you're also coming in a great time because it's warm here. It's not cold.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you warmed our hearts. And yes. We can't wait to see you and meet you as well.
Thank you. Have a great night. Thank you so much for being on the show on Fresh Fruit. I really appreciate that. Have a great night. And I hope all of these films do super well. And I just hope that everyone comes out and supports these beautiful pieces of art on Sunday, June 7th. So thank you so much. Have a beautiful night.
Much love. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a good Pride night. Have a good Pride season. All right. Thank you so much again. I am so honored. I got to talk to Chitra. I got to talk to Elizabeth, and I got to talk to Matilda tonight. Again, check that out. The Transforming Family Cinema Series this Sunday, June 7th at the Main Cinema. It is presented in partnership with Queer Space Collective. And the program features 3 award-winning films, followed by an in-person filmmaker Q&A. Amma's Pride, Bigfoot Woods, and My Sunnyside. All right, I'm going to close out because Travo Ramo Fa 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 is up next. I'm excited about this one because there's going to be a great, fabulous interview coming up. Cannot wait. I'm going to close out with some Whitney Houston on Fresh Shoot. See you soon. We'll see you next month. Have a great night and be well. Stay tuned because Travo Ramo Fa 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 with Travis is up next in about 2 minutes. Enjoy. Have a good night.